And you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
100 mile an hour titillating experience.
What kind of audience do you guys attract at your shows?
Is titillating.
There any, like, general audience or?
Yeah. everyone out there in Radio Land at the count of three to chant.
Put your hands on the radio and chant.
Chant the name Bob Andy.
Thank you. just like that.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like you to meet Shorty Pedestine, who is one of the up-and-coming jazz French trumpeters, do they call him, Oscar?
No, man, I blow French horn.
Would you get a little, just a...
Yeah, I blow French
Oscar,
horn.
Get a little closer to the microphone.
Yeah.
A little closer, Oscar.
French horn, man.
Uh-huh. French horn.
Yeah.
And what do they call you, a French hornist?
Well, you know, like I blow horn, man.
Would you speak up a little bit, Oscar?
I blow horn, man.
Yeah. Fine. And tell me, how do you like Dixieland, Oscar?
Well, I mean, you know.
Well, what about, would you say Tchaikovsky?
Yeah, man.
I mean, you know.
Uh-huh. Man, I mean, I dig more like, you know, Bartok scene or... Shostakovich or some bit like that, man, because I mean I'm more swinging, you know.
Well, how would you compare the kind of music you play with how would you compare that with art, you know, what kind of art
like I think art blows the most. I mean,
you do.
He came with a band about 3 years ago, man, Dig, and like he was a real, you know, small-town cat, and I mean, he was swinging, man, but he was a small-town cat, and I mean, he started low with us, and it was a real nut, you know?
Yeah, And who are you appearing with currently now here in San Francisco?
Well, man, I'm on the show with Stan, you know.
Stan.
My combo, and we're playing with on the same stand with Stan, man.
Uh-huh, and how are the crowds receiving you down there?
Yeah, man.
They like it,
Well, I mean, they come, man.
Step a little closer to the microphone.
They come, man.
A little louder, please.
Yeah, well...
We want the audience to hear everything you have to say.
Cool, yeah.
See, that's mighty good drum... what do you call that, riff?
Well, you know... Go on, man.
Now, what are your plans for the future, Oscar?
Man, I'm here, and I mean, I've met a swinging group here. I like Frisco the most, man, because, I mean, the town jumps, you know? I mean, there are a lot of scenes, man, and so, I mean, it's like that, you know?
Uh-huh. What would you advise a young artist, a young musician to do? Would you advise him to get an academic education strive immediately for self-expression?
Well, man, I mean... I'm a musician, Dig, and I mean, to me, the most important thing is, like, you should blow, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like, I tried to make it at Juilliard, man, and it's a real bad scene, you know, man? I mean, it's a bad scene,
Bad scene?
Yeah, man, I mean, I mean, it's not, you know, like, nothing's happening, you know? I mean, the cats don't blow, no.
They don't have any
nothing's happening, no, man.
Well, I was assured that there was something happening up there in Juilliard.
Well,
they have classes.
Like, sure, they have classes, man, but I mean...
They have some very fine professors, music.
Well, but they're too far out, man. They're on this Schoenberg bit and job like that, and I mean, it doesn't swing, you know?
Uh-huh.
I mean, if a cat wants to blow, and he wants to blow, and then he's got to have a scene where he can blow.
That would apply to the artists that are playing horns and wind instruments. So they would have to blow. What about those who, for example, are playing string instruments? Or would you say that? How's the picture there?
Well, I mean, you know, it's pretty much all the same, man. A blow is like an instrument, you know.
Blow is like an instrument. Uh-huh. Well, perhaps there's some verbal communication that we don't seem to be getting across. How do you say blow is like an instrument?
Don't hang me, you know? I mean, like, I didn't want to fall up here in the first place, man. I mean, this is a big bug because, I mean, the manager of the band, man. I mean,
all right.
I can't take it, man.
Take it easy,
too much. I mean, you know?
Oscar, okay, thanks. You just go over there and sit down with Pops, and we'll listen to the music.
Thank you.
I'm Paul George of the Indiana Pacers. When I was six, I had one thing on my mind. When I was six, my days were spent playing basketball every chance I could. When I was six, my dream was to make it to the NBA. When I was six, my mom had a stroke. So I want you to learn the signs of a stroke fast. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. Because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. I'm Paul George. Protect the ones you love. Spot a stroke F-A-S-T. Fast. Life is why. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Crunchy part of your Sunday breakfast.
Hello, Legal Affairs. May I help you?
Hello. I must speak to one lawyer. Please.
What's the problem?
I must talk to somebody now. I cannot even think properly.
What is the problem?
I went to deliver one pizza. I knocked on wrong door. The man came out and punched me, beat me. For no reason. I did knock on wrong door.
Okay.
He's in underwear and he hit me so hard.
Did you already talk to your boss?
I go back to boss. I'm late. 10 minutes, he fired me.
Okay, did you file a police report? Did you ever call the police?
I'm ready to go police then. I thinking what happened, I just started throwing up on the street. And
you can't start crying on the phone on me.
I'm very, very mad. I think I'm going to stab that guy or something.
And when did this happen?
It did happen right now. The guy...
Did you ever call the police department? I asked you about...
I was going on the way to police and then I threw up. I must speak to somebody.
The lawyer is
going to
make you file a police report.
It took foot and hit my ear.
I'm going to have to hang up on you.
But why you... Everybody, nobody give me break.
Look, breaks have nothing to do with it. If you're going to fall apart...
He hurt me. He punched me in the mouth, strangled me. I cannot even think.
Well, then when you can think, you can call back.
What do you curse me for? I need your help.
Look, I already told you 3 or 4 times to stop screaming at me.
I am screaming because every time I think about what happened, I get crazy.
Okay, but that has nothing to do with it. You're going to have to pull yourself together, and I've already asked you to do that 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, but he slapped me 3 times. He took my...
Really? That's not what I'm trying to help you with.
He punched me.
All right, look, you're going to have to call back...
Give in without a fight. for someone to call out, would you touch me? Hey you, would you help me to carry the stone? Open your heart, I'm coming home. Thank you.
Do you love classic rock but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know, like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know, like the Flower Traveling Band, Papo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts University Radio.
Hurry up, baby, hurry up, baby. One, two, three, four.
Dog with a brain of brass.